from the offensive side of the ball, the left tackle for the University of Florida, who joins us right now. Martez, how you doing? I'm going to pull that little mic down so you can talk there, buddy. How you doing there today?
All right, here. All right. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
You having fun?
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying this process.
You having fun? It's been so. What's the best thing to happen up there? What's the craziest question? When'd you get up there?
Craziest question? I think I want to say one of the best interviews I had up there was the one-on-one time. It was like this rapid fire. Whatever came to my mind, I said it real fast, and he was shooting questions at me real fast. It was pretty entertaining.
There you go. Martez, obviously you've got a tremendous amount of versatility playing inside, but now you get the chance to man that left tackle spot. How much are you looking forward to that, and how long have you been sort of hoping to get that spot?
Well, on the standpoint of just hoping to get that spot, I've been wanting that spot since I was a freshman. But, you know, I'm a team guy. I was going to do whatever it took, you know, just to play and just to help the team. So I played left guard for 2 years, and right now, like, I'm going back out to tackle, and I'm enjoying that process. It's fun. You know, I'm also learning. I go against great guys every day. You know, our defense is pretty talented. Like, with CeCe and Jabari, they're pretty good. They always, you know, they always give me the best work. You know, I mean, they prepare me. They're preparing me right now for, like, what I'm going to face in the SEC week in and week out.
Radio, we're all radio guys, Martez, and I can tell you this, being a radio guy, we're not going to say something not the truth because people know what we said when we didn't say, right? I said for 2 years I thought you should have been the left tackle. David Sharps from Jacksonville, I like David. There's no disrespect to David. David's a good football player. But I thought you should have been the left tackle for 2 years. Was it frustrating not being the left tackle in your mind?
No, not at all. I mean, I played guard in high school too as well. I mean, we did a lot of shifting, did a lot of motion. While I lined up right next to the center, and I was pulling from the guard spot, also run blocking from the guard spot. Only really new thing I had to learn, which I had to learn anyway, was pass blocking because I came out of the wing T formation. We ran the ball almost, I want to say, 80 plays per game and probably passed once.
Right. So pass blocking was new to you.
Pass blocking was new.
Martez, what impression has Malik Zaire made on you in the short time he's been in Gainesville?
He always talks about opportunity, and he's always got a great smile. He got a big smile on his face and just always looking to get better. One time he came into the O-line room while we was watching film in the morning. He sat down. You know, he was calling plays out, checking plays, calling out defenses, and it's a great guy to be around. I mean, he's a great addition to the team.
This team has been somewhat carried by its defense, your 2 years there, but it's been a winning team. There's a belief now that that's not going to change defensively, but the offense is closer to there. Veteran running backs, veteran receivers. Coach McElwain is really excited about the line. He can't quit talking about the offensive line. Do you agree? Is this the time the offense emerges?
Yes, sir. I believe in myself. I've been saying it all day. Like I said, we loaded that wide receiver. We loaded that running back. We got depth at quarterback. We got great competition right there in the O-line. We got experience. And I believe I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited what the season holds for us. Just see how we're going to take off and just, you know, like, give the fans something they haven't seen in a while and what they want really bad. And just, you see how the defense play with a standard. Like, it don't matter who's in there. They're gonna play to that standard. They're going to do their job, but we can always count on them. And now I feel like this year they can count on us, even though, like, in the tough times, you know, they might give up something, but we might answer right back. Like, I'm excited for that, you know.
What did you see out of Jordan last year in that second half of the season? I mean, he came on so strong for you guys, but where do you think he's at? Is he almost an underappreciated back in the SEC?
The second half of the season, I saw like a dog in him. I saw urges just wanting the ball and just wanting to keep running it. I mean, and I saw that beforehand. I saw that freshman year, you know, he just always wanted the ball, always just trying to figure out. But his game really changed because he got a better understanding of it. You know, before the game, we always talk about, like, what the other defense may do and, like, and how we're going to react. And just, he spoke one time, and it took me by surprise because his understanding of the game and just his knowledge and knowing defenses and knowing blitzes and knowing how to pick them up. And he was like, that surprised me. And just knowing that he's also a great pass blocker as well, you know, in the backfield. And that's you need that because he also helps out in the pass game. Also, Just a great football player.
Final question. Everyone's made a big deal of Malik Zaire, and you talked about how effusive he is, and he's supposed to be a great guy. But Felipe's there, too. There's a lot of quarterbacks there, too. How do you think that thing plays out? Do you care how it plays out? What's your read on the quarterback?
Everybody's been more focused on Malik because he's just now coming in.
Right.
But beforehand, it was all about Felipe. And I think it's good for him, too, as well, because it allows him to develop and allow him to – he got more hunger now. You know, now he got, like people see, like, he has competition. As before, people were saying, it's all Felipe. And now we're saying, like, okay, now we got a battle between Malik and Felipe. So this right now is just – it's creating competition. It's just – they just – whatever they're doing – like, I always see them always working. You know, either Felipe working on feet work, throwing the ball, Malik working wide receivers, throwing the ball. They're always doing something. It don't matter what it is. It might be at nighttime. One time I saw Felipe leaving the indoor facility, and I was going out to get something to eat. We saw him leaving the indoor facility. He was
how about that?
At nighttime, it's just they're working hard, you know. It don't matter who's back there. Like, I trust both of them. I mean – yeah, just by a little short time Malik had on campus, you know, I already got a feeling for him. I was like, I already trust him. I do the same thing with Felipe. I know how hard he works, and I just know how much he put into the game.
Martez Ivey, the starting left tackle for the Florida Gators, is going to be a fun year. Martez, thanks for stopping by.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Martez Ivey, a terrific left tackle for the Florida Gators as he stops by here at SEC.